The Princeton Tigers continued their season-opening three-week road trip last night with a trip to Pittsburgh to face the high-flying Duquesne Dukes. The Dukes feature a very talented backcourt duo of Jimmy Clark III and Dede Grant, either of whom could probably start for most Ivy squads. Their ability to play together is a big reason why Duquesne came into the game on a 4-0 streak to start the season. The Dukes entered the game as 5-point favorites at home. Playing against really good guards is a necessity for the Tigers, who will meet Keno Lilly of Brown, Bez Embeng of Yale, and the rookies Malik Mack of Harvard and Tyler Perkins of Penn when Ivy play gets underway. Despite Clark's 17 points and Grant's 16, the Tigers held on in a very entertaining game, 70-67. Following this game, Princeton moved one place ahead of Duquesne in the Ken Pom ratings at number 83. Princeton's sensational sophomore Caden Pierce entered the game as the reigning Ivy Player of the Week. His coach, Mitch Henderson, received Coach of the Week honors from ESPN. Since he missed nearly three-quarters of the Hofstra game after being ejected, turning the reins over to associate head coach Brett McConnell, it was suggested to Henderson that McConnell should have received at least coach of 2 days for the week. Henderson readily agreed. While the Tigers held a lead in 39 of the 40 minutes, this game never felt like Princeton was in total control. After 8 minutes, the Tigers were up 13-8. Duquesne managed to tie at 17, but Pierce and Xavion Lee ignited a 10-0 Tiger burst to run the lead up to 8 at 25-17. The Dukes then mounted a 9-0 run of their own to grab a 1-point lead with 5 and change left in the half. The Tigers answered with a run of their own to lead 36-29 as the half wound down. A long buzzer-beating three by the Dukes narrowed the halftime lead to 36-31. It was the kind of play that can change the momentum of the contest, and Duquesne was counting on that phenomenon to occur. In fact, Duquesne bolted from the second half gate to draw within one early, but a Matalako layup, a Blake Peters three ball, and a layup by Xavion Lee gave the Tigers a 9-point lead. The Dukes would have none of it, responding with 6 straight to pull within 3 at 44-41. The teams went back and forth from there, as each time the Dukes threatened to take over, the Tiger club responded. Freshman Jacob Huggins notched his first collegiate points, helping the Tigers to a 6-point lead at 52-46 with 12.5 remaining. Over the next 4 minutes, the Tigers managed a rally to extend the lead to 9, 58-49. This rally was capped by a gorgeous breakaway two-handed flush by Xavion Lee. Never out of it, Duquesne bounced back again to make it a 1-point game under 2 minutes. A jumper by Alaco and 2 Lee free throws iced the impressive Tiger win, 70-67. The 5 Tiger Ironmen who started the game each played at least 32 minutes. Pierce played 38 and Alaco 36. The bench players helped, although not on the stat sheet. Jack Scott blended in with the regulars neatly in 13 minutes. Rookies Huggins and Dalen Davis saw 5 minutes each as they feel their way gingerly into the world of Division I hoops. Matalako showed once again why he is the leader of this team, as he led the team in scoring with a career-high 23 points on phenomenal 10 of 13 from the field, including 2 of 2 from deep. Xavion Lee continues his remarkable gains, canning a career-high 20 points on 7 of 12 with a 3-ball to boot. He was 5 of 5 from the line and dished out 3 assists in a generally terrific all-around performance. His speed and agility allow him to make quick strikes to the basket, which is unusual, and his unusually quick release shooting style requires the defense to play him honest. He'll let it go at any time from any place. This kid likes to step up in big spots, and he will be a lot of fun to watch going forward. Pierce once again led both teams in rebounding with 8. Both teams shot well, and neither took many shots, resulting in fewer rebounds. Both teams grabbed 27. The Tigers have not been out-rebounded yet this season, a big reason for their 3-0 start. The teams were statistically very similar. As noted, the rebounds were even, and each had 7 made 3-balls. Princeton had 4 more 2-pointers than the Dukes, who countered with 5 more free throws than their opponent. But the disparity in the 2-pointers accounts for the margin of victory. Duquesne, clearly a contender in the Atlantic 10, appeared to be the best team the Tigers have faced so far. This is a big win from which some very good lessons can be learned. Next up for the Tigers, a Saturday afternoon contest back in New Jersey at Monmouth, starting at 2 p.m. Once again, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks for listening.